Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Yarns and Tales. Welcome to episode 93. Yes, I sound like walking roadkill. Nice southernism there today. I have spent... Okay, this is Thursday as of the recording, which, by the way, is my 44th birthday today, October 9. Wonderful, I know. I'm going to be telling people from here till next year. I'm 18 with 26 years experience. Let's see how long it takes them to do the math. I saw this saying on a woman's shirt when I was 18. Except for this woman had salt and pepper hair. And her shirt said something to the effect of, I'm 18 with 45 years experience. And I laughed so hard. And this woman, she was vibrant and just go get 'em. Oh, sorry if it takes me a bit. I'm about to explain. But she was so vibrant and just go get 'em. And I laughed and I said, for real? Because I did the math and she said, yeah. And I was like, no way. You're 60. My apologies for the interesting little edit there. And, oh gosh, as I was initially going to tell you, I've been recovering from a cold that I picked up for the last several days. I've been fighting. I had to work Sunday morning. Well, by Sunday afternoon, I was getting sick when I left work. I was getting sick. Fell asleep Sunday night being sick. Spent Monday being sick. Oh my God, swallowing razor blades in my throat. Sick. I mean, it just, you swallow and your eyes well up. I mean, it hurt like a banshee scream will hurt your ears. Then I spent Tuesday, and sleeping. Holy smokes. It's been a while since I slept that much. Then Tuesday, I was recuperating from being sick. Had to miss work. And then yesterday, being Wednesday, I felt better. I had slept so much on Monday and Tuesday. I swear I slept a week's worth of sleeping in 2 days. And pretty much just trying to keep down herbal tea to make my throat feel better. Well, yesterday, I started the coughing phase where the throat, it doesn't hurt to swallow. You actually feel like eating. You get hungry. That insatiable need to eat because, well, you haven't for 2 days. Well, in the process of the coughing phase, y'all have been there. You cough for the least reason. And in my case, it's talking. Yes. So my little bit of talking just set off. My talking set off a cough explosion. I paused my recording. And I coughed for 5 solid freaking minutes. So this will not be a long recording, a long episode. And it's funny because I keep hitting the pause button. Every time I feel a cough coming on, it makes for less editing. I've learned to hit the pause button. So it's like every 30 seconds, I'm hitting the pause button, coughing up this nasty stuff. And then unpause and talk to you guys again. It's my birthday and I wanted to talk to you guys. Because last week's was a delay of the weeks before. And I didn't want to leave y'all hanging. So I decided I would put forth my best And I'm laughing at myself inside, realizing, holy cow, girl, you are being dumb, 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 dumb. Because the coughing makes your eyes water up, and then your eyes watering up makes your nose run. Then there you go, grabbing your nose again, trying to blow your nose, which then causes a tickle, which makes you cough, which makes your eyes water up. And in this whole cycle of things, you're trying your damnedest to remember to inhale and breathe, which my little coughing thing that I had to edit out, holy cow, breathing? What was that? Because everything was trying to exhale constant. It was like, must breathe in. Now, what's funny is that little wonky voice hurt less than actual speaking voice.
So I guess I could do the rest of the episode kind of like this, but I don't think that'd work out really well. But
I'll stop. I know. Shut up, Lee. You're pushing too hard. That may be the case, and that means I'll be winding down here soon. So, before I run out of voice, or have to flip into whatever the heck Lady Kermit voice that was, let me tell you what I wanted to tell you, besides the fact that I have been sick. And I'm on the road to recovery. Today was my birthday, and I'm just glad I feel like 10 times better. But the other cool thing, Saturday we had the education classroom part of my job had open house. So I went and sat with Miss Myra, our painting instructor, while she painted an entrance to our Joanne store. I sat there doing my knitting because the instructors were encouraged to come to 2 hours of open house and show off what they do. And, oh my God, Miss Myra is a wonderful teacher for her paints. Oh, beautiful. We laughed so hard. But remember in episode 90, I talked about the Plarn dish scrubber that we made? Well, I carried that with me. And I showed Plarn plus the example to my EC, education coordinator, Miss Sarah. And she just thought it was adorable. Well, there was a customer. She comes in, and she saw me holding the scrubber. She has put in a request for 5 to 10 of those. She loves the idea. She'd never seen them before. So, of course, I come down freaking sick and unable to work on them. But she said she would love to have some. And she's going to buy some for her daughter. So I was like, wow. I had no idea something like that would be such a cool item, you know. And I'm thinking, maybe this would be good for holiday gifting, was what we did, what the project was in 90. So, with my voice failing me yet again, which this talking is good breathing exercise because it's helping to break up the phlegm that happened while being sick. Talking, yes, that means breathing deep. So, yes, y'all are therapeutic. Y'all are part of my medical team today. Y'all are helping me through my breathing exercise. Yay, team. Y'all making me better. But I wanted to share that with y'all was the fact this just one thing we worked on, I talked about, she was just like, oh yeah, want to do that. Want to buy those. Because she does not know how to do it. So, yay. So I think that's pretty much what I wanted to do, was talk to y'all, let y'all know where I was, let y'all know I'm better. Because I could tell y'all, if you're feeling good, spread it around. Well, I'm feeling better, so I'm spreading the feel better around, you know, in my, as my husband and I joke, my Kim Carn voice, you know, that you swallowed some sandpaper kind of voice. Well, it wasn't sandpaper. It was razor blades. And them bitches hurt. Sorry for the colorful euphemisms there, but dang it. It's been a hard 3 days. 4 days. Kind of lost track of time there, all that sleeping. I can tell you, I've had so much herbal tea that a cup of coffee was a nice change. Weird, huh? I will share with y'all, my hubby, he gave me something I wanted, which, and this is how redneck I am, but how hands-on, and a lot of y'all are going to get this. You're going to realize how much we have in common. A flex neck screwdriver kit. Yes, I did. Seriously, I was working on a project end of last week. Or sometime in the recent past. I was cleaning my sewing machine. But the screwdriver I had, which was a very, very short neck screwdriver, was still too long. Y'all have no idea how many times I have paused already for those freaking coughing fits. Screwdriver, too long. Trying to clean, had to lift the plate off my machine, sewing machine, to clean out the fuzzies. And it was so aggravating that I had told him that I just wanted a flex neck screwdriver set to make cleaning my sewing machine and anything else just that much easier. So that's what he gave me. He gave it to me last night, a little early for my birthday. But that's what he gave me, and I was so tickled. And he thought it was so funny just how redneck, how country girl, tomboyish I am, that I was tickled to get a screwdriver kit. I didn't need flowers. I didn't need any of that. And then to top it off, I've been craving mashed potatoes for 3 days. Because, well, mashed potatoes would be very, very easy to swallow. And bland. So, yeah. Energy food, easy swallow. Well, he left work early yesterday. And when he come home, he comes walking in with a rolled down paper sack of KFC mashed potatoes with a side of gravy for me to eat. Now, how sweet was that? I thought that was just plumb adorable. So I got my mashed potatoes. I got my screwdriver kit. And then my son, my oldest son, the one who's working telecommuting. He and I, for the last 2 years, have talked about the tablet he bought himself for his drawing graphics and whatnot that he does very, very well. Well, he comes up one day last week and he says, Mom, he said, you still like want a tablet or something? I said, yes, I would love to learn to use one. Guess what? My boy bought me a tablet for my birthday. Yep. I have a learning curve. First one, I installed it on my own. Yes, y'all know how terrible I am with technology. Gremlins come out of the woodwork. Well, I installed it. Of course, the funny part being, I tried to install it according to the directions, and, well, the directions wouldn't work for me, and I got frustrated still being sick and all. So I did the one thing it said not to do, which was to plug the device in before the driver software was installed. So I got frustrated because the driver software wouldn't install. So I just plugged it in anyway. Guess what? That's when the option to install the driver software showed up. I laughed so much. And then when I told him what I did to make it work, he laughed. He shook his head. He says, Mom, only you. He said, this works for everybody else except you. I said, yep. But it works. Now I just got to learn how to use it. So he come in and he tweaked a few settings to make the learning much, much easier.
Yay, me.
So that's my birthday so far. That and my Facebook blew up. Kapow! At 7:30 this morning, I had boo-koodles of birthday wishes. And before the sun sets today, I will probably have a few more, and I am thrilled. I actually have people that might like me. Okay, guys, I have paused and paused and paused, and I have talked, and I can't do it anymore. Hopefully, guardians willing, guardians, angels, universe, whatever unseen powers that be that y'all follow, let my voice come back in proper. We will have episode 94 next week with a knitted jute project, because that's what I want to work on, because I got other things I want to tell you about, but I just ain't got the voice. So for any other folks with birthdays around October 9, happy birthday, guys. We rock. If you feel bad, and I raise my hand here, I hope we all feel better soon. If you feel good, spread it around. Share it. If you're hot, cool off. If you're cool, warm up. But to everybody, y'all be safe out there. My website, www.revlea.me. That's REVLEA.ME. For everybody, thank you guys for listening. And it has taken me almost an hour to bring together 20 minutes of show today. That's kind of sad, you know. But I'm breathing and I'm able to do it. And I got the right attitude to do it. Even if I am laughing at myself partway through this. Y'all be safe, guys. Till next time. Bye, y'all.